today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special on IRIB English Radio. As I told you, this is today's special, and the topic for this episode is father-daughter relations.
You are a miracle. You are a blessing from above. You brought joy to my soul and pleasure to my eyes. In my heart I can feel it, an unexplainable feeling. Being a father, thing that I could ever ask for. Just thinking of you makes me smile. Holding you, looking in your eyes, I'm so grateful for having you. And every day I pray that you'll find your way. You know I love.
Today, Monday, is the 28th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of the month of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment of today's special by recitation of a special chapter of the Holy Quran, chapter Al-Kawthar.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إنا أعطيناك الكوثر.
Indeed, we have granted you, O Muhammad, Al-Kawthar.
فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ.
So pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone.
إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ.
Indeed, your enemy is the one cut off.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Occasion of Revelation. Asa ibn Wa'il, who was one of the chiefs of the pagans, met the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. He spoke with him for a while. In the meantime, a group of men were sitting in the mosque when Asa ibn Wa'il entered the mosque. They asked him, "To whom were you speaking?" He answered, "With this Abtar one." He used this word for the Prophet to taunt him, because he had two sons born of Lady Khadija who died in Mecca, and so there was no live male issue from the Prophet. Now, what is the meaning of Abtar? Abtar means the animal whose tail is cut off. To console the Holy Prophet, this surah was revealed with the glad tidings of the greatest amount of the highest degree of the grace of Allah bestowed on him. The topic of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio is father-daughter relation. Fathers can make such a difference in their daughters' lives, but often girls are overlooked as fathers develop special bonds with their sons. Fathers are the first male that the girl knows, and the relationship with him sets the tone for all male-female relationships she will have in the future. Fathers are role models for their daughters. If you were raised in an atmosphere where the roles for men and women were different, some of those stereotypes will strive to prevail. It can be difficult to break free from old habits and social norms, even when you know it's the best thing for your child. It is hard work, but it is entirely possible. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about relations between fathers and their daughters. This is, of course, a duty of fathers to know how to treat their wives and how to treat their daughters. From a psychological point of view, we find that, daughters want to discuss very minute and detailed issues in contrast to boys and sons, who are like very much like men, who talk about, very important issues and very, critical, for example, topics like politics, economics, or, for example, relations between countries and so on. In contrast to boys and sons, we find that girls and daughters are usually concerned with very delicate and very minor issues, like, for example, apparent beauty, or, for example, clothes, or, for example, type of lifestyle, or, for example, shoes and so on. Or, for example, how to decorate, one's own room or home and so on. Fortunately, in the Iranian calendar, the birth anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Masum Salam Allah Aleyha has been named as Day of Girls, or Girls' Day. At the same time, we find that on such a day, the practice of many families where fathers give some gifts to their own daughters, we find that in such condition, this is a reminder for men to respect their own families.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
This part is for fathers. What do you need to know about raising daughters? A daughter needs her father to be actively interested in her life. Actively interested does not refer to the second long conversation that sometimes happens between a father and daughter when he asks how her day went and she replies with one word. A father should participate in his daughter's hobbies and activities by displaying interest. For example, if she is interested in collecting coins, take her to coin shows. Use the internet to learn about rare coins and talk about them. Is your daughter talented in any sport, such as volleyball? Whether she wants to play or just enjoys watching the games, become an enthusiastic fan and supporter. Show your daughter that you are interested in her life by learning more about it and trying to become a part of it.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
قلبي شكرنا ودربي شكرنا شكرا يا ربي
شكرا يا ربي شكرا هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا
رب. This part to all the daughters, listen carefully. A father helps define your future relationship. A woman's relationship with her father and her father's relationship with her mother shapes her expectations for a future positive relationship with her husband. A woman's choice of a husband consciously and unconsciously depends on her father. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "Daughters are blessings and sons are graces. You will be rewarded for the blessings and ask about the graces."
Today, like if we see most women that become successful in politics, like presidents or prime ministers, they're probably, most of the time, read in a study, that they were the only child. They never had brothers, so the father showed them all the affection and gave her all the strength she needs. So she reached that position of becoming a president or a prime minister. Female athletes that become, you know, world known, they didn't have brothers, and their fathers gave all they could to their daughters. You know, as we saw in the Olympics, one gymnast, a female gymnast, could earn, you know, over 15 medals, more than what men are earning in the Olympics. And that's because of the support her father gave her. As fathers, the main Your mission should be that your daughter's first love shouldn't be someone else. Your daughter's first love shouldn't be Justin Bieber. Your daughter's first love shouldn't be, you know, I don't know who. Your daughter's first love should be you as her father.
Yeah.
You should be that strength that she needs, that shadow that she needs, that protection that she earns for. You have to be her first love and her absolute love. Even when she gets married, because of the love and affection you showed her, your love should stay superior.
Definitely.
Because no one will take care of your daughter better than you.
Yeah.
No man will treat your daughter better than you as a father. Mm-hmm. So if you mistreat your daughter, she'll be mistreated. If you don't show her love, the first person that comes in, you know, says something nice to her, she's gonna grab onto that and think that's love.
That was interesting topic. The topic of father-daughter relationship. So, inshallah, we continue that. Till another episode of today's special, we leave you under Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
Crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.